producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to begin the new gardening season. You're probably saying, Paul, it's only the middle of January. What are you talking about? Well, if you're a vegetable gardener, then you got to start ordering your seeds, and you need to start planting some of those. And we'll talk about that today. So if you have any questions about planting seeds so that you can grow your own plants, you give us a call today. The number here is 855-660-4261, and we'll help you out. The one vegetable that the sooner you start it, the better off you'll be when spring arrives with transplants, is onions and leeks. Both of those need between 9 and 12 weeks to germinate and become large enough to transplant in the garden. So whether you live in Georgia or the Carolinas or New England, you've got to be starting your onions and leek family in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So start thinking about that. And then when we get into early to mid-February, you've got to start thinking about planting seed for celery, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, and even a little bit of kale. But some of the kale, if you want to grow that directly in the garden, it germinates pretty quick. But things like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and celery, you're going to need to start that in mid-February so that it's ready to be planted in your garden if you live Washington, D.C. north. If you're living south, then you need to start it right now. You need to get going on that. And if you live in the deep south, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, you know, New Orleans and that area, then you're going to need to almost buy seedlings at this point, because now's the time that they're putting in their crop. So it's amazing what a few miles will do with the time of the year that you start your seedlings. Starting seedlings is not hard. If you've never done it before, then you should try it. My dad started all of his seedlings when he was alive and gardening, and it's something that he enjoyed. And in our cellar, we had turned part of it into a family room, and the other portion was my mom's laundry area, the furnace, and my dad's tool chest. And he hung some grow lights and got some big heating pads and would start all of his seedlings right there. And it was something that he really enjoyed. And I know it's something that you would enjoy. And, you know, you probably don't want to start everything, but you should start a few things. And it would make you feel really good right now if you had something that you were working on. I know a lot of us have snow on the ground. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, northern part of New England, western part of Massachusetts did get some snow. We had a couple inches of ice yesterday, and then it changed over to about 5-6 inches of snow. So there's a few inches on the ground, nothing like last year. And I think all the predictions that they made for this year being like it was last year in the Northeast is something that they've misread. But who knows? It could hit all at once. The worst month for snow is February, and that's coming. And if any of you read this week's newsletter, at the very bottom, I put a list of events. And the first one is Groundhog Day. So that's only a couple weeks away. And that's usually the first indication of a long winter or a short winter. But, you know, there are things that you can start inside. And I'll be putting that in the newsletter in the next couple of weeks of all the vegetables when they need to go in. And all of the annuals that you can start by seed. Some of them that will be started in February, for example, will be plants like petunias, snapdragons. Those two germinate very, very slow and take a long time to get going. So, you know, if you love snapdragons, I love them. I have them in my garden. I love them as a cut flower because they'll last for such a long time. And unlike a lot of spike flowers, a lot of them will start to bloom from the top and then they work their way down. Well, your snapdragons will open up from the bottom and work its way up. So as the flowers go by, you just break them off when they're looking a little bit tired and worn out. And when the stem gets to be too long, then you just cut them to make them shorter. And you can even change them to a smaller vase and enjoy them for many, many weeks inside the house. And it's not uncommon to have some fresh-cut snapdragons in a vase in your home for well over 2 weeks. That's how long they'll last. And, you know, I don't know if any of you or some of you realize, but petunias make a great cut flower. And it comes to a point that your petunias, if you're growing them in the ground, in the garden, they tend to get leggy. And what happens is the center of the plant begins to die out because as the plant grows, it sends the energy to the tips of the plant and you end up with just stems in the middle. So what you need to do when you notice that that's beginning to happen is to cut back your petunias by a third to even as much as 50%. Now, what I do with my petunias, so that I don't lose the color, I'll cut every other plant back by a third to 50, depending on what the center of the plant looks like. And then I'll wait a week or two, sometimes 2 weeks, it depends. And then I'll cut the ones that I didn't. And by then, the earlier ones that were cut are just about in bud again. They've made a lot of new growth that develop from the center of the plant, and they're nice and full and bushy. So pruning with your petunias is something that really helps to keep your plants compact and full of flowers and full of flower buds. And these are just some of the things that we'll be talking in the weeks ahead. But, you know, look at the newsletter for last week. And if you don't receive the newsletter, go to my website, which is paulparent.com. Click on archive and then look at January 10th, and just click on it, and you'll see a list of about 50 seed catalog companies. Do it, okay? We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. So if there's something that's been bugging you, and you're up, you're having your coffee, maybe you're looking at the Sunday paper if it's come in this early, then give us a call and we'll try and help you out before it gets busy. Before long, most people are getting up around 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But if you're up now and you have a question, don't be shy. Just call us, 855-660-4261. I think there's going to be a lot of unusual things going on this coming spring. We had such a mild fall, and right up until Christmas time in Maine, where I live, we had no snow on the ground. We had no snow until just about New Year. The mountains couldn't make it. Every time they did, it would melt. And that, I think, has lengthened the time that the fleas and the ticks, and especially the ticks, have been able to grow and to hatch on to mice and chipmunks and squirrels to live off of during the winter months. So we could have in the spring a large infestations of fleas and ticks because of the warmer than normal weather. And when you get the month of November and December on the whole East Coast that broke a record for being the warmest November and December on record from Maine to Florida, that's incredible. So be aware that we could have more of these insects around next year. I'm sure that the beetles have had a field day. The ground never froze until after the new year, so they kept eating the grass roots. And you may have a surprise come spring if you notice that you had a grub problem. And I noticed on my front lawn tunneling from voles and moles. And I did put down a product. I just hope I got it down in time. But I got busy with the reets and the centerpieces, and nothing came down, the ground didn't freeze, and I did happen to go out to cut some fresh white pine for the centerpieces and noticed that the front lawn had quite a few raised or soft areas in it. And that's not a good sign. That's a sign that they've done tunnels throughout the lawn, and now that there's a little bit of snow cover, they're running through them, and come spring, there could be a big surprise awaiting me on my lawn. So, you know, we do need to have the cold weather to freeze the ground solid, to control the rodent damage so that they don't destroy your lawn. If that's something that you're having a concern about, call us. 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. Call us. Your perennials. Did you cut them back? Did you clean your beds? If you haven't, and there's no snow cover where you live, and I was watching the Patriots last night, there was no snow on the ground there, so I know that the Foxborough area has no snow cover, so I'm assuming that a lot of Massachusetts and Connecticut, Rhode Island, and South have no snow cover. Clean your perennial beds now. If you get a day where it's 50 degrees, get out there. Get them raked, clean, get the debris out. Because if you had diseases, those leaves that were infected are still in your garden. And if you don't get them out, they're going to affect your new plants. So clean.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, so that you can find out a question that's been bothering you about your lawn, your perennials, maybe pruning a tree or a shrub, your vegetable garden. Maybe you had a problem in there last year. You're looking for some different plants to put in whiskey barrel or planters of some sort. Or maybe you want some shrubbery to attract some wildlife like birds to your yard. Give us a call. It's toll free. It is 855-660-4261. And we'll work together to solve some of the problems and make your yard more enjoyable. That way you can just sit back when everything is done, enjoy the day, not like it is today, cold, but a nice warm day in the sunshine with trees in full leaf, some in bloom, shrubbery in bloom. And I can help you with that. I can help you select plants that are going to bloom early in the season, late in the season, or during the heat of summer when you're enjoying sitting by your pool or just enjoying the yard in general. So don't be shy. I'm here to help you with that. And there's a lot that that can be done. Now, right now, one of the things that I plan to do today is to cut some forsythia. Also, a plant called flowering quince. And quince comes in red, pink, or white. And it's got thorns on it. But it flowers early in the year, just like the forsythia does. And you can go out there today and cut pieces out, 12 to 18 inches in length. Bring them in the house. And what you want to do to help them to come into bloom faster is if you cut them and you just put them in a vase of water, the surface area where the water can come into the plant is small. And what the florists will do to get them to come into bloom is to take a pair of your pruners that you cut them with, bring them in the house, fill a vase with warm water, because you want to wake up this plant that's been outside in the cold. Take the pruner, and I want you to prune the stem lengthways. Not across like you did when you pruned it off the plant, but lay it down on your countertop, take your pruner, and split the stem about 3 inches. And that way the water can get into the center as well as the bottom of your stem. And that will help to bring them into bloom quicker for you. But forsythia is wonderful. Flowering quince. And you can even prune some of your fruit trees. Apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries. Any of your flowering trees. And that would be Bradford pear, your flowering pear, your flowering cherry, your flowering plum, and a lot more. So if you're in the house, it's snowing, it's cold, you're depressed, you're starting to get symptoms of cabin fever, then let's get outside today, do some pruning of our shrubbery, bring them inside, and let's force them. Okay? Daniel just told me we have a caller. Daniel, who's our first caller today?
The first caller today is Sandy from Maine. She's got a question about her Linton Rose and repairing it from some damage.
Okay. Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Daniel's getting really sharp about this stuff. my yard guy has this super incredible $600 blower, and he blew all the leaves off my driveway and yard this fall. It's the first time he'd ever been here. Well, he said, "Do you want me to blow the leaves off the perennial beds?" And usually I do it myself. And I said, "Yeah, sure, go ahead," because I don't want him to blow the black mulch out.
Right.
And I forgot about the Lenten rose, you know, that everything else was cut back, the hostas and the phlox and everything, except, of course, my Lenten roses. And that wind must be 400 miles an hour coming out of that machine he's got. And it literally stripped the leaves off the Lenten roses, the stems. And I don't know what to do. I mean, the leaves are still there, but they look horrible.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure.
I don't see any buds. He may even have blown the buds off from the crown. I don't know what to do.
Okay. As far as blowing the buds off, I don't think that's happened yet. I know we've had a warmer than normal fall and early winter, but the buds are still in the ground.
All right.
So the buds are okay. And I can see in my mind what your foliage looks like, just like a flag being out on the pole.
Exactly.
And we get a storm and the flag is flapping and it gets torn.
Yeah.
But don't be don't be concerned, because what's going to happen?
Now it's underneath the 4 foot of the snowplow stuff. We've got a lot of snow in Belgrade. So.
Okay. Well, what I would do, as soon as the snow is gone for your plants, I would get a granular fertilizer like Flower Tone. You could put some dynamite. I love dynamite because it's going to last almost 9 months in your perennial bed. And put a little bit around each plant. And once the heat begins and the ground thaws, that plant is going to push out a lot of replacement leaves, and you'll still get the flowers. So don't be concerned with all the snow that you have on the ground. That is protecting the buds. And even though it was warm, the buds were not out of the ground yet, because they come out when the days become longer.
I can't believe how fast that's happening. I mean, when I got up this morning at 5:40, there was light in the sky, and now the sky is all orange on the lake here, and it's really getting, you're right, people need to start their plants.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think so, but I'll tell you, we're gaining 1 to 2 minutes every single day. We've gone over the edge. And we really have. I mean, I always consider winter December and January, but I can remember many, many years, the month of February, where we had major blizzards. So I'm not saying that winter is over. But when you can get through November, which is still fall, but a lot of us think of it as winter, we get through December, which part of it is in the fall and part of it is in the winter, and we're halfway through January. So, I mean, winter for a lot of us is halfway gone. So we got to keep saying to ourselves, okay, we got 2 weeks left in January, 4 in February, 4 in March, and then we can start planting certain things in the ground, pansies, and then during the month of April, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, peas, spinach, lettuce. So there's a lot of things that can be started indoors. And I think what I'm going to do, I did put the seed catalog out a couple weeks ago on my newsletter. I think what I'm going to do is revise my list of vegetables and flowers, when to start them indoors. And that way you can get them ordered, you can get them started. Because there are some varieties, petunias, for example, snapdragons, they take a long time. Impatience, they take a long time, and I know a lot of people have given up on impatience.
Yeah.
I want you to think about bringing back a few of them. I mean, we had a real bad time 3 years in a row, and because nobody's planted them, or, I mean, impatience have gone from the number one selling annual in the world to about 50th. That's how far they fell.
Nothing like a pathogen to ruin a good plant.
Right. So now that a lot of us haven't planted in patience, the spores have had 2 or 3 years with no host.
Right.
And if it doesn't get a host, then it can't survive, so that your soil should be cleaned of this pathogen, this virus. And I would try to plant a few impatiens to see what happens in your area. And that's something that you can start by seed during February. And this, patience is so beautiful. But we just had a bad bug. That's all.
Yeah. Paul, one thing that I like, which I mentioned to you a couple of years ago, because her father invented it at Cornell, and now I noticed that it's in the Johnny's catalog for organic treatment. It's actually in the new catalog. It's on page 225. I can't believe their catalog is 250 pages now. I remember when I used to go up there in Albion when they started. But it's called Green Cure, and it's a foliar fungicide. It's potassium bicarbonate, so it's organic. And I sprayed, it's also an insecticide. But they can't say that, but it works that way. And so my friend told me about that, and her father sent me, I guess it's about $40 worth. And I've had it for 4 years, and I still use it. I put it in my big pump sprayer. And as soon as I can get out there and spray, especially I've had problems with my clematis with fungus, anything like that in patients, no bugs, no nothing, no pathogens, no pests, no fungus, no mildew. I did it with all my bee balm, which I have a real problem with here.
Yeah, because that usually gets powdery mildew. It turns all white.
Yeah, well, nothing happens. I mean, it's just beautiful. And all I had to do is hit it once early. I try to remember to do it, every 3 weeks, but I forget. But this stuff is easy. It's not expensive. And it's great stuff, and it also works as an insecticide.
Okay, so it's Green Cure.
Green Cure, it's in the catalog.
Okay.
And you can go online and get it now. It's big now. He sold the patent.
Wonderful. Thank you. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and thank you for the call. Bye, Sandy.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Charles from California, and he's got a question about turning over some iron-heavy soil.
Okay. Charles, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about
yes.
soil.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, sir. Enjoying your program. The question is...
Yes?
The question is, this soil is just loaded with iron. I dug the magnet through it, and it just loaded with iron. I was wondering if you could make a recommendation. What kind of vegetable could I be planting in this soil that would really do well in soil loaded with iron?
Okay. Now, is your soil on the sandy side, or is it on the clayish side where it's heavy?
It's really leans to the sandy soil.
It's on the...
Underneath the surface, it turns to more of a kind of like a sandy loam. That's the best description.
Okay. So what you need to do is to flush out some of this iron, if at all possible, right?
Okay, my garden plot, well, I could extend it to quite an area, but I'm brand new at this, I'm starting with a 10 by 10, but I could extend that considerably. But I went at it, so I didn't want to get too wild till I get a handle on what I'm supposed to be doing out here.
Right, right. So you want to start small, get some success, and then make it a little bit bigger the following year and a little bit bigger the following year. And that, I think, is a very, very wise move on your part, because there's no sense digging a huge garden, getting it all prepped, and then having trouble with it, getting discouraged, and then you say, oh, the heck with it, I'll buy them at the fruit stand. So what
exactly.
So what I would like you to do is get the garden ready and get it tilled in and broken apart. And one thing that will help to get rid of some of the iron is to add organic matter. And organic matter can be compost. It can be animal manure. If you live near the ocean, it can be seaweed. And if you can add some type of organic matter like that in the spring and then again in the fall, you're going to see that it will help to neutralize some of the iron, and it will allow some of the iron to flush out of the garden. So, phase one would be to get the soil loosened up and get the grasses out, the weeds out of out there, and get your garden plot clean and weed-free. And then add 2 to 3 inches of well-seasoned animal manure. It can be cow, it can be horse. I would prefer cow over horse. If you can get chicken manure, wow, that stuff is really good. Compost is an excellent source. And then seaweed from the ocean, and that's any kind of seaweed. And if your seaweed is in big pieces, set it on the ground near your vegetable garden and drive over it with your lawnmower. And that will grind it up. And then I want you to buy a bag of garden gypsum. GYPSUM. And garden gypsum is like sheetrock. And that will help to break apart your soils, to free the iron from your soil. So give it that 1-2 punch, and that will help.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.